Simon Sadi Dalet Siv Zayin. Basar Isech Shechatche Besakin Chalevis. A hot piece of meat, which was cut with a milchige knife, kolachaticha asura, the entire piece of meat becomes asur, im bashishim, if you don't have 60 times the volume, keneged makom hasakin shechatech abasar, keneged the part of the knife that touched the meat. Now really, mikra din, all you need is 60 times that part of the blade. So let's say the blade was 12 inches long, but only 6 inches of the blade touched the meat, so you only need the cheshbin shishim times those 6 inches. Because this is similar to what we had before by the calf, by the spoon where you stick it in, you only have the cheshbin connected the part of the calf that entered into the soup. The part that sticks above the soup does not, you do not have the cheshbin. It does not, it was a machlokes back in the beginning of the simon, whether you say, by a clay matches, whether we say cham iksasai, cham kuloi, and the Mechaber and the Ramah both pask in the kula, that we don't say, even by clay matches, even by metal, we don't say cham iksasai, cham kuloi, we don't view the entire spoon in that case as being hot. Similarly over here, so the knife, only the part of the knife that actually touches the meat, so let's say, again, of the 12 inches of the blade, if 6 inches touch, that's the only part that we have the cheshbin, that if it's shishim times. What if you don't know how much you have to cheshbin, then the entire blade. What happens if you say you do know, you weren't aware it was a milchige knife, but afterwards you say that you know you only cut with these 6 inches. So then the marshal says that you still have to cheshbin the entire knife, because even though, like we just said, mikra din, really you only have to cheshbin the 6 inches that you used, but we're concerned that a person, that whatever a person didn't have in mind at the time, so we're afraid it's like he didn't know. I mean, if you could tell, if you could look at the blade and see which part has the shamnunis on it and which part is clean still, so then, okay, you could tell. But let's say you don't know, you can't tell which part of the blade was used, so then the marshal says you have to cheshbin the entire blade because this concept of However, the shach disagrees. He says, you see from the Mechaber and the Ramah here that they hold that it's enough just to cheshbin the part of the blade that touched the meat. And Mimela, that's the there's a Noid Yehuda over here brought by the Pesach Tshuva, which says that when do we say Komel Sedolay Ramye Alay Dinish? That's only by something like by Shechita, where if a person didn't know the halachas of Shechita, he didn't know what Shehiyah is, he didn't know what Chalada is, whatever the it's, so he's not believed afterwards to say he didn't do Shehiyah, because he didn't know the Bechlal was such a concept of Shehiyah. Mashenkin over here by a knife, so true, he didn't know that the knife was Milchik, but yet he knows that he's using a knife, he knows he's cutting a piece of meat, so it makes sense that a person could have in mind how much of the blade he used. Not that he thought it would be a problem, but it's at least something that a person can have in their mind. If this knife would be a shayla on it, so he would know how much. He could say, I had it in mind what the how much of the blade I was going to use. So we believe him. But if he didn't know the concept of shehiyah, let's say by shechita, so a person comes along afterwards and says, I didn't do shehiyah. You didn't know that there was a concept. So that you're not believed about. That's the way the Noid Yehuda explains the shach over here. Prima Gadim says a different hesber, he brings from the Pritayer, that over here we're really only dealing with an Issur Drabanan, because cutting a piece of meat with a milchige knife so we're not dealing with Bishol of Basa B'chalov, we're dealing with just, there's no Raitiv over here, and therefore the Prima Gadim, that's how the Pritayer learns, this is only would be Basa B'chalov Midrabanan. And therefore, by a drabanan already, we say that we don't say kol milsa de l'ramya le dinish lavadete. We don't say instead it blibes like a suffix drabanan. And therefore, in fact, the Pritayer says that the whole chumra of kol milsa de l'ramya is only a drabanan de kachumra. And therefore, he says in such a case where the isra is only a drabanan and the kol milsa is only a drabanan, so there we're more makel. The Prima Gadim himself is besupik whether that's true, whether we don't say kol milsa even by a drabanan, he thinks maybe we do say it. Okay, but whatever the reason is over here, the Shach is more Mekel. He says you can follow the Mechaber and the Ramah. The Taz, though, goes like the Marshal, and that one should, if since the person didn't know it was a Mechaber knife at the time he used it, which obviously he didn't realize, so therefore we can't say afterwards he knew, and therefore the Taz goes like the Marshal is Mechaber, the Shach is Mekel. Okay, but it seems like many are Mekel, the Nadi Behuda, the Pretor, many of the Achrayim seem to follow with the Shach, that in this case you could be Mekel. Now, the Mechaber ends off over here that if it's an Eidah Ben Yomai, then it's enough to just do Klipa. The Taz points out that really you always need Klipa, even if it would be a Ben Yomai, so then we said you need Shishim. What if you have Shishim? So you have Shishim, you still need Klipa. Because why are you taking off the Klipa? Because we assume that Stam knife has Shamnunis Karishallah. It has a little bit, a tiny bit of Schmutz on the knife. Then the knives don't get completely clean, either because they have grooves in them, or because the way they're used, they're almost in constant use. And therefore, they're assumed to be slightly dirty. If it's brought that if today, knives are used differently and the knives are, one checks their knives and they see that they're clean, so that could be a different halacha. But in the times of Chazal, the knife was something that was almost in constant use and was always assumed to be dirty. So since we say that Stam Sakin Shuman Karash Halacha, so even though it's an Eidah Ben Yomai, you still have to deal with the Klipa. So even if it's a Ben Yoma, you also have to deal with the Klipa. And even if you have Shishim, still we assume that the Be'en that gets stuck right against the meat is the lashon of the Taz, that it becomes Yoiser Dabuk Iser Vinisrach Sham. The Iser that attaches itself, that it will get wiped off of the knife onto the piece of meat, we assume it'll stick there much more so, and therefore you can't just say, well, I have shishim connected it, and therefore it's all bottle. Because there's still going to be ben that's going to remain against the piece of meat. So therefore you have to remove a klipa. Even though you have shishim, you still have to remove a klipa. Now it's interesting to note over here also, the lashon of the Mechaber was, imeini yodeya, even if you don't know if it was a Ben Yomai or not. Right? Certainly if it's an Eina Ben Yomai, so then all you need is a Klipa. But what happens if you don't know? So you would think maybe this should be like a Suffolk Deraisa. If it's a Ben Yomai, so then it's possible Chalav. If it's Eina Ben Yomai, it's a Suffolk, so then maybe you should go to Chumrah. So first of all, like we said before, this is not from the pre-tire, this isn't from the way the Prima Gadim learns, this is not a Deraisa. When you cut a piece of meat with a Fleishigan, with a Milchigan knife, because there's no reitiv involved over here, it's not derech bishul, so they learn that it's not going to be basar b'chalav deraisa. They learn that it will not become basar b'hana if you did cut it. So therefore one can understand a little bit better that if it's a suffix, whether it was, it's a suffix, so therefore it's a suffix derabanan. If you only have a suffix, whether it was a ben yom or not, one can understand why you could be mekel. But the truth is, it really goes much further than that. Because we say stam kelim ain't ben yomim. So even though we said stam sakinim shuma karshala, it doesn't mean they were used for sure every day. Stam sakin is ain't ben yomai, and therefore we assume if you have a suffix, we assume it's ain't ben yomai. Now the truth, why do we assume that a stam sakin or stam keli is ain't ben yomai? Because of a Sfek Sveka. Maybe it was used today, maybe it wasn't. And even if it was used today, maybe it was used for something which is nice and Tamlef Gam. Now, so this is a discussion in Simin Kuf Chaf Beis by Hilchas Nice and Tamlef Gam. There the Mechaber Paskins, even in a kosher kitchen, even when it comes to Milchigs and Fleishigs, if you don't know, we assume that Stam Kelim Ein Ben Yomai. So the Paiskim over there discuss, it's a little bit schwer, because milk is nice and Tam L'Shvach into meat. So what exactly is our suffix over here that it's nice and tam lefgam? If it's a milchig knife, so maybe it was used, right? So it was used with milchigs. So milchigs is nice and tam lishvach and tefleishig. So what exactly is our svek sveka? So you have to say that the milchigs it was used with was together with other things. And those other things, so the blia is a blia of, let's say, of milchigs, of, let's say, of cheese. And there's also sauce. And maybe that sauce and cheese combination is nice and tam lefgam into this, into the meat. Or, you know, there was cheese and, you know, blueberries. It was a cheese blueberry blintzer maybe was used with last. And those cheese and blueberries are nice and tam lefgam into the meat. So even though cheese itself is lishvach, but you have to say that there was something else that was together with the cheese, and that new blia that goes in is going to be lefgam. Okay, but that's the discussion over there in Kufchabez, why it is we assume that even by kosher, even by milchigs, to fleishigs, or fleishigs to milchigs, that we say, but we do paskin, that stam kelim are still ein ben yermai. Now, why over here does it aser bekulai? We said if you cut the piece of meat with a fleishig knife, with a milchig knife, it'll aser bekulai, unless you have shishim. Why don't we say just aser is a k'day netila, or k'day klipa, or k'day netila? So the Shach discusses this. He says that we're in chayshish, that maybe either because maybe the knife had been used for a davar shamein. He says even though often we're not always choshish that a bliya into a kli is shamein, but he says it's the nature to use milchigs with chema. Butter is a common thing to use, hot butter, and therefore we're more choshish, and therefore therefore we assume that a stam kli of chalav, if it's a ben yomai, it's shamein. If it's ain't a ben yomai, it doesn't matter because it's pogum anyway. But if it's a ben yomai, we assume that it's not only is it a ben yomai of milchigs, but it's a ben yomai of shamein dika milchigs. Either that, or you have to make an akimta that the meat we're talking about over here is shamein. Or another possibility the Shach says is that here it's worse because of dochka. Okay, and this is now is going to open up a whole interesting topic of dochka over here, that it's not just merely that he cut a hot piece of meat, but there's dochka involved over here in the cutting as well. And therefore, even though, let's say he would have touched the knife against the piece of meat, perhaps it would be enough to take off a ketein etila, but because it was dochka, that pushes the bliya bikulai. And therefore, it's more chomer when you have dochka together with a kli rishon. It doesn't just go in a k'tein etila, it goes bekulai. That's what the Shach says. In fact, the Shach goes even further. He says, let's say the knife is on the bottom of the piece of meat. So I, instead of cutting downward, I sort of put my knife underneath the meat and I start cutting upward. So I can't even say that tatagavar, that the hot is overtaking the knife, because here the knife is on the bottom, the knife is cold. So then maybe in such a case you'd say that it only is enough to take off maybe you should only ask for a k'day klipa or maybe a k'day netil at the most. So the Shach says, no, together over here with the duchka of the knife, together with the heat of the piece of meat, even though you don't even have the svara of tata gover anymore, still the duchka is the overriding principle and it will be mispashed into the entire piece of meat. The Taz is machmer like this as well. The Taz says that even if you put the piece of meat into a klisheni and then you cut it with a knife, so you have to be machmer that the bliya goes bekulai because of the dochka. So dochka in a klisheni is going to give a complete bliya. It's not, we don't just treat it like a klisheni. However, we'll get to the Ramah. We'll see the Ramah is going to disagree with this. He's not going to hold like either this Shach or this Taz, and he's going to say that in the Klisheni, one can be Mekel even b'mokam of Dochka. Okay, let's see the Ramah. Hagah, the Kolze b'basar reseach b'kli rishon. So Ramah says, but this is all, if the meat is hot, it's in a kli rishon. B'oz imasakin ben yoymai, then if the sakin was used in the last 24 hours, it's a ben yomai of milchigs, ben shishim bebasa neged a sakin hakol aser. That's when we say that everything's aser. That's only if the knife was used as a ben yomai. V'af a sakin tzarech hagala. Then, even the knife is going to need hagala. The meat's going to be aser, and the knife is going to need hagala. Avalim hu klisheini. But if the meat was placed into a klisheini, avalim hu klisheini. Avalim hu klisheni habasar. Right, so if the meat is in a klisheni, it was taken out of the pot and put down on a plate. Tzarech klipa. So then habasur tzar klipa, then the meat only needs a klipa, v'hasakin needs a bekarka. And the knife only needs to be jabbed into the ground, into hard ground, 10 times. Now they point out over here that why is it that it needs, if it's only a klisheni, so klisheni isn't even hot, so why does it need nitsa? Nitsa is only by when if you cut, true, nitsa is when you cut cold things, but it's only if you cut hard cold things, like if you cut a hard piece of cheese, so then you need nitsa. But if you cut a soft, if you cut something soft that's cold, you don't need nitsa. So how come over here the Rama says you need nitsa even though you cut a soft piece of meat that halachically is cold because it's in the klisheni? So Shach says here the Rama is maskim. The Rama is maskim that the combination of the heat of a klisheni, even though it's soft, will require nitsa as well. That which we're makel that you don't need nitsa is you cut a really something that's actually cold. Something that's actually cold and it's in a kli, and it's soft. Something actually cold and soft. Then you don't need nitsa. It's just enough to wash it off, to wipe it off. But over here, it's really hot. It's just that it's in a klisheni. Then even the Rama agrees it needs nitsa. Okay. So, but the Rama though says that, that really in such a case, the meat only needs a klipa. And even if the knife was not a ben yoymoi, again, you take off a little bit because of the shamnunis of the sakin. Because like we said, the stam sakin has shamnunis karashala. The Pesachei Tshuva over here has a discussion about, it brings the Chassam Sofer. The Chassam Sofer says, we're machmer, klisheini, klishlishi, klirvi, really it's all the same. Gabi Shabbos, sometimes we make nafkaminas between klisheini and klishlishi in certain cases, but really, the lumdus of a klisheini is the same lumdus as a klishlishi, klirvi, klichamishi, really no difference. It means, it's the kli that wasn't on the fire. It didn't have its own heat source. It's being heated up by the product that was placed into it. It doesn't really matter, klisheini, shlishi, it's all the same thing. And in all those cases, even though the Rama is meikel, but there are many machmirim, the Marshal is machmir on all klishenis, and certainly the Marshal is machmir additionally if it's a davar gush. In fact, many are machmir that way as well. The Magen Avraham in Hilchos Shabbos is machmir by a davar gush, and the Taz over here says you should be machmir by a davar gush, even if it's in a klisheni together. Especially if together with the duchka, he says even b'makom hefsid, there's no makom to be makel over here. It's a duchka and a davar gush, so he holds that's a meikar hadin, not like the Rama. Okay, but the ma'aseh of the Rama is makel over here, but still we're lechatchila we're machmir kli all klishenis to kasher. The Chassam Sofer goes further and says even if it's a klicheres. So klicheres, you can't kasher. Still, you're sort of stuck. If you're going to be machmir, you're going to have to throw away the klicheres. It's cause a hefsid. He says, okay, in such a case, you could be mekel to kasher it 3 times. Do 3 hagolos. It's the shitas the holder when klicheres ain't a ben yoymai. It's enough to kasher 3 times. You can rely on that. It's a makom hefsid, so we can rely on the Rama that a klicheres in a klisheni is not going to aser. But yeah, you should do as much as you can. To whenever possible, you should try to do whatever you want, whenever you can. So, when it comes to kashering kalim, we always we'll always kasher, even if something halachically is a klisheini, it's a klishlishi, it's a klishli, we always have to do a hagala. Now, still there are nafkaminas. How we kasher? We could be more makel in terms of kashering a klisheini, klishlishi, because there's still the ramot and it's only al sachumra. So there are nafkaminas in how you go about kashering, but that's just in the how. But in the what, see, you have to kasher basically in all situations. Whenever there's heat involved, there's always a need, and there's isser, there's always a need to kasher. Even in cases where, like klicheres, where, basically you're stuck, so you still do something. And that's the idea that the Chassam Sofer says. Whatever you can do, so you try to do. You don't want to just do nothing. Now, when it comes to a davar gush in a klisheni, so we mentioned that the marshal is machmer and it's not a makom hefsim rubu. We try to be machmer, and if it's a duchka with the davar gush, so then the Taz holds it that even if it is a makom hefsim, one should be machmer. But what is considered a davar gush? So the mashal, the common question comes up. Let's say Lagabe, you know, on Shabbos, you have a soup and it has potatoes and all types of davar gushim, but they're in a liquid. They're surrounded by a liquid. So the Piskei Tshuva over here already brings that that's considered a klisheni. As long as it's with a liquid, and the liquid, it gets cooled down by the walls, so the liquid then will then cool down the davar gush as well. The chumrah of a davar gush is only when the davar gush is by itself. It's not in a liquid. But if the davar gush, it's like cholent or soup or these type of things, if you have a liquid, you know, where there's a liquid involved. I mean, some people have a cholent that are very dry. But if you have a soup or, you know, these type of situations where there's liquid and the davar gush, so then the davar gush is considered to be cooled down if it's in a klisheni because it's cooled down by the liquid that surrounds it as well. The Taz, though, even though we mentioned that he's very machmer by dochko in a klisheni with a davar gush, if it's just you stick your spoon in, you know, you touch against it, so then he said he also agrees that one could be mekel if it's a makom of hefsid, makom tzarech. But otherwise, really, one should be machmer by all klishenis, that they were machmer really basically in all situations that certainly lechatchilo that one cannot put iser into a klisheni or put milchig a spoon into a fleishig a klisheni.